Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. It's Tuesday, 3:30. Ted is here. That means for the last, what, how many hours? We got like 40 hours you've been building up to this. The angst of that game, the analysis, all the plays running through your head and boiling it down to this couple segments here where you break down exactly, for many weeks, why things went so right, right? We did a lot of these segments, Ted, where it was all about winning and things that were improving and building and 10 wins. And
I'd like to point out the things that even in victory that they were still struggling with that really kind of reared their ugly head in this one.
Well, we got some of those, and it might rhyme with red zone and some other things, but it's time to hear Ted talk about everything that went right and wrong against the Bills on Sunday.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hike.
On WEEI Afternoons.
And as always, the TED Talk is brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. If joint pain has you riding the bench, do what Ted did. Eliminate your joint pain with Dr. Franke of Boston Prolotherapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. Ted, maybe you can hook up Bradfo with all that water he's been carrying if his
Seriously.
Back is sore for the Red Sox.
Buddy, I'm worried about you, Brad.
Go see Dr. Franke and he'll figure it out for you. All right, it's time for a TED Talk, so let's get things rolling.
On a give. From Cook, five straight drives with touchdowns for the Bills.
I thought the running game was very effective for the Bills. People look at, Josh Allen didn't really hurt you. You look at his stats, you go, okay, 11. He had 11 carries for 48 yards, 4.4. What people don't realize is a lot of those carries that he had, he should have been 8-yard, 10-yard, 5-yard sacks. And he escapes the sack and gets a 4-yard gain, gets a 5-yard gain. So even though he looks like, okay, he didn't like run for that that much. Oh, no, he was very effective when he ran the football because a lot of times when we would blitz, we would just go right on by him. The play before the touchdown to Knox in the fourth quarter, which it was third and goal on the 19-yard line because they had a holding penalty the play before. Well, that play, he scored on a quarterback draw. And we had an all-out blitz, and we ran right by him. So if there wasn't a holding on that play, he would have walked right in, and our blitzer, it was Harold Landry off the edge, went right on by him. So he was very effective when he ran the football. And that people go, man, that defense looked gassed in the second half, and it was. When you're chasing a guy around like that, a quarterback and a guy like James Cook, and you have a physical offensive line, it's no surprise they did wear down. And they certainly did wear down. The pass rush is non-existent. When you're getting run on like that, the pass rush basically consists of two steps and jump.
What changed? Because it felt like early on part of their success in building the lead. Like, I can remember one play where Marcus Jones actually squared up Josh Allen. He kind of put his helmet right in his chest, yeah. And then a couple other defenders came. There was a nice game.
Yeah, that was on the first drive of the second half. That was a blitz that he escaped from.
Yep.
And that's it. You know, to me, that was where the game turned around. And I used to think about this when I would watch Russell Wilson. When he was at the height of his superpowers, you know, 5, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, in the fourth quarter, if they were behind, you know what he got? How he got back in the game? It wasn't with his arm; it was with his legs.
Right.
Josh Allen had 3 scrambles on that opening drive in the second half that extended drives. His legs is what brought them back into the game, believe it or not. And that play that you're talking about was on a third down, I believe. And that was one of his scrambles that he should have been sacked for a loss on that.
How did you feel about just the traditional run defense against James Cook? It's something early in the year we thought that was maybe this team's bread and butter, right? Maybe the best aspect of this team was its run defense. We were talking about historic numbers and not allowing anybody anything. How'd you feel about that and where it's going?
The defensive line got destroyed. Barmore, anybody see him? Is anybody? I think he's number 90. Have you seen him, Fitzy, anywhere?
No, as a matter of fact, I think Vrabel spoke about him after the game.
Yeah, he did. He said
he wants to kind of like got to get him more involved.
Yep. So the touchdown I just mentioned, okay, where Josh Allen escapes to his right, it's third and goal on the 19-yard line. He throws a laser right to Dawson Knox. You saw all that room he had on the right side? It was like the whole right side disappeared. So we talked about this play in the breakdown last night. It was a 4-man rush, and the outside linebacker to the side that he threw to was Harold Landry. He slants inside. There should have been somebody looping around. If you're an outside linebacker and you take you slant inside, then that means someone should replace you,
right?
So that you have a lane lane distributions. That was Christian Barmore. My guess is he did not loop around, and I saw Harold Landry in the All-22 kind of look back at him as if, dude, you didn't loop around. It's 2-man games. It's called T stunts, where one guy loops in, one guy loops around. X stunts, T stunts, TE stunts, whatever you want to call it. That was what was on. I bet everything I had that was what was on. And my best guess is Christian Barmore did not execute that T stunt like he was supposed to. And that's the reason that he scored that touchdown. It wasn't because it was bad coverage. I mean, the linebacker, Jack Gibbons, had to cover Dawson Knox in the middle of the field in cover two with all that space. That is a lot to ask of that linebacker in that situation when nobody is in the face of Josh Allen.
So how much of this can be attributed to no Robert Spillane? He was active but didn't play. And obviously we've been waiting for Milton Williams to come back in a couple more weeks. Like, is that fix everything?
Look, I love Spillane. I think he's been great. It's more about Milton Williams. Tonga was terrible in this game. I mean, terrible. He was getting turned out. D linemen, what they do is if they're the plays away from him, instead of pushing on their guy down the line to make sure that there's a wall built, they try and make the play from behind the lineman, and they slip behind him. And there was too many guys. They were doing that way too many times. Tonga had a rough game. Barmore had a rough game. Durden had a rough game. They couldn't get off blocks. They were going backdoor, and they were getting destroyed. So what they were starting to do was slant the defensive line to hopefully get them in the gaps. Heck, even that wasn't working.
Borregales kicks it off. It's a deep one. Ray Davis is going to take it out of the end zone, a yard and a half deep. Davis has the hole. Davis accelerating and caught from behind as he crossed the 45.
Dude, they had their average drive start was like the 46-yard line. So the Buffalo Bills, they should have just marked 50 yards for their when they had the ball, and the Patriots played on a 100-yard field, because their average start of their drives were on the 46, their own 46-yard line, basically midfield. And I used that play to highlight. That was the first play of the second half. The Massive. Second half that everyone's talking about was a disaster. Mm-hmm. That was the first play of the second half. So what are we doing? Wake the hell up. That play was obviously a precursor of what happened later.
Yeah, they took over at the 44.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
4 yard line, I believe, there on that drive. And I know everybody wanted to talk about Josh Allen and all the other. I thought that play right there changed everything. The momentum, because you ended the first half with what I thought was going to be a sneaky big field goal by Borregales. You know, you would sort of stem the tide. You put some points on the board before you go to halftime, maybe sort of take a breath and say, we're not losing control of this lead. And then, boom, Josh Allen, the next time he touches the ball, he's on the other side of the 50-yard line because of your kick coverage. And you said it. It wasn't one kick coverage. There was, what, at least three of them that were way too long.
We had a penalty.
Penalty.
On.
Comes back. Yep. And I know Vrabel said kick coverage, quote, had been a strength. It was a massive weakness in this game. But that wasn't the only problem in the second half.
Nope.
There was a lot more to it.
Couldn't get off the field. Third down. The Patriots were one of the best defenses on third down. They were terrible in this game. They gave up, I think they were – Bills were 57% on third down.
Yep.
The second drive to the second half, the 13 play drive that was finished off by that toss and Knox touchdown. Mm-hmm. They converted 3 third downs and a fourth down on that series. And I got to ask you guys, so they couldn't get off the field.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stop the run, and they couldn't turn the ball over, and they couldn't stop anybody in the red zone.
Yeah.
I mean, what? So people are trying to figure out is it the offense or is it the defense? It's the defense. I mean, the offense wasn't great in the second half, but the defense was a major problem because they can't force turnovers. They can't get off the field on third down. They can't stop anybody in the red zone or in goal line situations. And they can't stop the run right now. Do you realize that the last 5 opponents have had over 100 yards rushing when they couldn't get 100 to start the season? So, please, stop comparing this run defense to that 2004 run defense.
And that's how you ended up. I don't know if you looked at the numbers, because we talked about them on the Six Rings postgame show. The way that the time of possession just swung, Patriots had it for 10 and change in the first quarter. Then it went to like 8-4-2 over the final 3 quarters. I don't know if I've ever seen something so dramatic.
So, the last 2 games combined, the Bills have outpossessed you by 20 minutes. Mm. They outpossessed them in the first game by 9 minutes and by 10 minutes in this game. So, and Bills are number one in time of possession. This is, believe it or not, with Josh Allen, this is a dink and dunk, ball control, keep away type of offense, and they played right into the Patriots' hands with that.
And we talked about that first game. The Bills turned it over and they had penalties, and that kind of helped swing it in your direction. Well, this game, they didn't turn it over and they didn't have penalties, so there was nothing to swing it in your direction. All right, we'll continue with the TED Talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.